Blog Talk Radio.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Do you struggle with your health? Do you have a tough time decoding all the noise out there about health and wellness? We all do. Join us as we learn and grow our way forward in a more positive, autonomous, liberty-minded way. How can we claim personal independence if we don't have autonomy and control over our own bodies and, more importantly, our minds?
From the foods that we eat to the media that we consume, we have a duty as freedom-loving individuals to claim our independence of ourselves. From GMOs to medicines, to vaccines, governmental tyranny, or perhaps exchanging a good recipe. No topic is off limits.
Join us here on Freedomizer Radio on Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time for Mental Acumen with Donald and Christy Rhodes. Hope to see you there.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Hello, 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 everyone. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm having a problem with the back studio here. Give me a second.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded, where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom, and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think, if every single student and every single teacher in every single classroom in every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place, with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBareFaceIsLegal.org.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Okay. One more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
Little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show here on Freedomizer Radio. We want you to feel empowered about driving a car, going into a store, or eating in public without shoes on. The average person thinks laws exist, and we will show you how there are none. So, kick back, listen to the show, and if you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6208 and press 1 to talk on the air. Thank you.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Keegan on Barefoot is Legal here on Freedomizer Radio. I hope everyone is enjoying their 4th of July. Happy, happy Independence Day to all. I hope that in celebration of the Independence Day, you are celebrating your freedoms. Not only that, all this weekend, Barefoot is Legal is having their hot dog challenge. I know I'll be posting a patriotic picture later with me and my hot dog, you know, raising awareness about the heat sensitivities to our pets, especially in the summers when we're walking them on concrete and asphalt, things like that. You know, bring awareness. If it's too hot for us to be barefoot, it's definitely too hot for them, and we should be considerate. So in honor of that and in raising awareness, like I said, we have our hot dog challenge going on. Started yesterday, and it ends tomorrow. Post those pictures of you and your pups. We want to see them. We love to see them. Definitely. So I hope everyone is enjoying their day. I'm actually up here in New Jersey celebrating with family at a barbecue. I'm actually sitting in beautiful grass with a beautiful garden next to me, and the sun is shining, and there's butterflies, and just a really nice grounding session while I get to hang out with all of you. So I'm excited for that. It's really, really beautiful, and I'm taking advantage before the party starts to get some of those ions dropped and pick up some cool vibes from the earth. So I would love to know what everyone is doing with their 4th of July. If you are, going to see fireworks, like what's going on around you. I know there's so many restrictions in some states still, so I don't know exactly what people are able to do to celebrate today. But I hope you are celebrating. I know we will be celebrating later with some fireworks. A friend of ours always does fireworks for the small town that my husband is from. So I think that will be a lot of fun. We take the kids out there into the woods, and they set off fireworks. Most of us are barefooted, so I'm going to grab some pictures of that today because I think that will be fun and a great way to show the community. So, yeah, barbecues are meant to be good food, bare feet, and cold beers, right? Or just cold drinks in general. So I hope that's what everyone's getting to do for their 4th of July. I'm going to warn you guys, I'm not going to stay on as long today because, like I said, it's family and barbecues, and I want to get back to them. But I always want to stay consistent and deliver the Barefoot is Legal experience to all of you. And, you know, make sure you have us. So anything new going on in Barefoot is Legal, we have some great people starting to step in and help out with the nonprofit organization. We're getting members every day. We're growing in numbers, and that's really awesome. We want to start really getting people together as a community and coming together and start doing events together and really, you know, promote us and get us out there and get more organized. I know it's hard with everything going on, but we have to, you know, still try to push forward and fight for what we can, and even just enjoy, you know, time with one another. And, you know, what better way to do it than barefoot, you know. Even if you have to social distance or whatever, you can go in the woods, you can do a lot of grounding, especially with all the stress and stuff going on. Still go out there and promote your life, and still go out there and try to be normal and live free. Live free, especially today with freedoms. So I love that. And if you guys are interested, if you're barefooters and you are interested and you are so fed up with these rules with the face mask and you know, having all of these requirements with covering the mouth and things like that. We also have our sister group growing in Bare Face is Legal. And they are pulling in numbers left and right. Proof has done amazing, amazing, amazing things already with that group. And I'm so excited to see what they're going to do. It should be awesome. So if you are interested, we also have our sister group again, Bare Face is Legal. You know, barefoot is legal, bare face is legal. Hey, it is. Join our group. We'd love to have you. We are, you know, trying to set up a team of lawyers to fight these things and combat these things before they become the new barefoot. So now more than ever, it's important for the community to come together and support one another and support the cause and try to stop this craziness going on. But yeah, again, I'd love to mention the hot dog challenge happening. Make sure you are testing the pads or testing the surfaces before you put the pads of your pets on the roads. And I know we talk all the time, but if you're new to the BIL life and the Barefoot is Legal life, we'd love to have you as a very important barefooter, a VIB here at Barefoot is Legal. You can do that by signing up on our website, and you get a cool T-shirt and a bumper sticker and an ID with photo on it. With the rules and regulations that are not existent on the card to make it legit that you are a barefooter. And I am sorry in advance for the motorcycles. Like I said, I am outside sitting on the ground and just enjoying the Mother Nature and enjoying the weather right now and just the sunshine and just a moment of peace and tranquility I actually get to have. So I'm also currently looking for a co-host for Barefoot is Legal. I would love to have a co-host, somebody else that shares experiences, what's going on locally with them, what they're doing to push the cause or help the cause, and get information out there, even meetups, whatever it may be, you know. So we are looking for you know, more people to get active in barefoot is legal, sorry. Barefoot is legal, and, you know, our goal is for people to branch out and start doing things independently, you know, to represent the nonprofit in a nice way, to represent the nonprofit in a beautiful way. So if you are somebody that wants to be a team leader or actually wants to be, you know, an administrator or even a co-host here at Barefoot is Legal, I would love to have you. I want to know why you started going barefoot, why you continue to go barefoot. What's your story? We want to know. Do you have other people in your life that are barefooters? We want to know. Again, I apologize. Like I said, I'm at my in-laws' house. We traveled for the holiday. We decided to get out and travel for the holidays. And so I'm at the family's and we're barbecuing and just enjoying each other's company. It's been a really long time, almost since Christmas, I want to say. I had family come visit at our house, but I haven't been home to my home state of New Jersey since Christmas. You know, it's been very crazy with everything going on with the virus and the shutting down and stuff like that. So, you know, it's nice. It's nice to come back to your roots and be around the people that you love, especially with all of the restrictions and stuff that's been happening. So I'm very much grateful, very much appreciative, very happy to be home, to be visiting, and to have this beautiful day to spend. And, yeah, I'm excited. You know, I'm hoping that today maybe reinstills some independence in Americans and, you know, patriots of America to, you know, start fighting for their freedoms again and remember why we celebrate this day and why this day is so important to Americans, because it's all about freedoms. And if you're not living free, then how are you even living, you know? So we got to fight and preserve those kinds of things. There is a few you know, we always talk about the health benefits here at Barefoot is Legal too, going barefoot. It's not just about, you know, being a barefoot hippie and grounding. You know, there's a lot of health benefits to the body. And one thing that I noticed was traveling, you know, all day and driving and sitting, my back was aching, things like that. And I was walking around for maybe 45 minutes or so, stretching and things after I was driving. And within, you know, that half hour, 40 minutes of walking around, I felt all the tension in my back releasing. I felt the pressure releasing. And I really think it's because of, you know, the barefoot connection to the earth and, you know, really stretching the body and getting, stretching the legs and the ligaments and opening them all up, especially after a 6-hour drive, you know, with your feet in a 90 or your legs at a 90 degree angle with your feet down, you know, it's good. But, so it was nice to do that. And I'm actually on our Barefoot is Legal page, and I see people posting their happy 4th and them being barefoot and patriotic. So this is really awesome. I love seeing stuff like that. So keep posting. We want to know what you're doing for the 4th of July. We want to know what you're doing for Hot Dog Challenge happening. We want to see you and your pups on the asphalt for the Hot Dog Challenge. I just found our ad for the Hot Dog Challenge. So if you are doing it, find our ad. Go on there. Drop your pictures. We want to see it. We want to see you and your pup raise awareness for, you know, hot floors aren't good for hot dogs. It's really not good for the dogs. So many of these dogs go to the emergency rooms and the veterinarian clinics because their pads are literally just burned, blisters, terribleness, terrible, terrible, terrible. And we can't be having that happen. We have to be more aware of it because the concrete gets extremely hot. I was actually at the beach the other day, and when I was walking back to the car, I thought I was, you know, would get to the car fast enough, but I didn't realize the distance. And man, just that little bit of walking, it was almost unbearable, and I was really afraid my own feet were going to blister. So I can't imagine some of these poor pups walking, you know, out like an hour or so on that, on a nice walk with their owners, you know, because it happens so innocently. You think that you're just taking your dog for a walk. Some people really don't even put two and two together. They think like, oh, it's a nice day, let's go for a walk, not even thinking of the temperature of the asphalt and how it can really burn the pads of the pups. And some of them are irrecoverable. Yeah. They don't heal, basically. And they remain sensitive and they get scarring and things. And it's really just miserable for these poor dogs. So it's really important to raise awareness around that and promote that. So I'm excited that Barefoot is Legal, you know, brings awareness to this cause. And, you know, our dog lovers, they are very much dog lovers at Barefoot is Legal. I know the CEO and founder of Barefoot is Legal, Dave, he, and, you know, the host of Proof Negative show, Proof himself, he has a few dogs, I think, and one of them's name is Chewbacca, and I know that he's actually the mascot, I guess, in the hot dog challenge ad photo on our site. So we are dog lovers here. So show us your pets. I love the fur babies. I actually have a little Border Jack Terrier, and he's about 10 years old, but he runs around like a young pup, and we're always playing outside in the cool grass, you know, running around. He's really great. So today when we go walk to the fireworks later, I'm going to take a cool picture with him to bring awareness. I'm hoping that other people have their pets and we can bring awareness to making sure they're paying attention to how hot the floor really is and the dog's walking around. So, yeah, I had, like I said, I get lonely talking about myself and by myself. So, I personally, Keegan, I'm looking for a host. I would love to have a host or a co-host, I should say. I'm here on Barefoot is Legal to share their experiences and their education and their knowledge and bring in, you know, their people, and we can, you know, spread as a family. And if you are listening live and you'd love to call in one of these weekends, because we're here every Saturday, you can call in at 319-527-6208 and press 1 if you'd like to talk with us. I'm actually going to take another little break because, like I said, I'm at family's house and I have to do a few things. So I will be right back. Hang on, folks.
Hey, everyone. Come check out the Proof Negative radio show here on FreedomizerRadio.com, Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast as we fight the New World Order and rock the health freedom world together.
Hi, join us Mondays broadcasting from the City of Love, Loveland, Colorado, where you'll have some fun with me and all the gang as we're learning from each other while we do our thing.
Wait, is that Bill Cosby? You can't be quoting Bill Cosby.
And why not?
Because you don't want to promote Cosby stuff.
Yeah, I thought we were promoting our show, Mental Acumen.
Yeah, but not with Cosby quotes.
Okay. Anyway, going to have a good time.
Stop. That's enough. Join us Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time here on Freedomizer Radio with Donald and Christy Rose as we discuss health, wellness, and mental health in an ever-changing world.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and in worst scenario, heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Hey, Freedomist, Proof here. Just want to let everybody know that I have a trusted source for EMF protection. So you can block out this 5G possibly from your cell phone or any other electronic devices. Go to groundwithgia.com and please check out the selection of products that you might need to help filter out all this electronic garbage that's going to get into your house and to your life. So most of us have cell phones except for me. You're going to want to protect yourself. We all have Wi-Fi, and you definitely want to do something about this. Please check it out. GroundWithGia.com. That's Ground with G-I-A, Gia.com.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
All right. I am back here on Barefoot is Legal, your host, Keegan. If you'd like to call in now or any Saturday that we are on live, the number here is 319-527-6208. I'd love to have you. Getting back to a few key points here after the break.
just that we are celebrating 4th of July. Hope everyone does it safe and free, and that, you know, you are taking advantage of our hot dog barefoot challenge that's going on. You know, we have to spread awareness about our pets and this heat, especially in some of these states. It's incredibly hot. I know here today is 101 heat index, so I can imagine what, I bet you could fry an egg probably on the concrete. So today would probably not be the greatest day to be having a long walk, a long leisurely walk with your pet. You know, the pads of their feet are super sensitive to the heat. We need to bring awareness to that. And, you know, we need to be aware of that as pet owners, 1,000%. So if you are out enjoying your 4th of July with your fur baby, we'd love to see you guys. We'd love to see what you're doing, how you're beating the heat today, and how you are celebrating the Independence Day. How you're celebrating with your pet. We'd love to see you. We'd love to know. So get in our Bareface or Barefoot is Legal group and drop some pictures. Find our ad, drop some pictures. We'd love to see you. I see some people already dropping in to show their patriotism, even while barefooting. So that's cool. And like I said before, we are looking to grow and expand the Barefoot is Legal community. We are looking for area leaders, community leaders, people to really get involved and expand and, you know, bring freshness and newness to Barefoot is Legal, new ideas, new people, new groups, new ideas. So, yeah, if you're out there and you want to start really getting involved, we'd love to have you. And again, if you'd like to be a co-host here, or maybe if you have a freedom that you would like to fight for, you know, we'd love to have you as a host here on Freedomizer Radio. We would. You know, now is the time with all the suppression and the censorship going on and things like that. Now is the time to get our voices heard. Now is the time to, you know, let people know what you're thinking. Let people know what you know. You know, maybe you have information or a way to help people. Bring it to the table, you know. I know myself, before I, you know, really knew the benefits of barefooting and living the barefoot lifestyle, I had to be taught. You know, it wasn't just information that I knew. So now that I have that knowledge, it's kind of up to me to share it with the world and other people I know. And I feel like if everyone helped someone, you know, the world would be more beautiful of a place. I truly believe that. So, but if there's nothing crazy going on, you know, I just wanted to hop on and say hi to everyone and make sure everyone is enjoying their 4th, and say happy 4th of July from everyone here at Barefoot is Legal. Want to wish you a happy 4th and a happy hot dog challenge. And I am going to get back to some family and family time and some barbecuing and barefooting myself. So enjoy. We will see you next Saturday here on Barefoot is Legal. Thank you for joining me today.